Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Charles Whelan, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Naked Economics, and his new book, The Centrist Manifesto, by Charles Whelan, W-H-E-E-L-A-N. He's also a senior lecturer and policy fellow with the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. Charles, thanks again for hanging out with us. Charles, there are a lot of... I actually have become a fan of gridlock over the years, because I've always felt like I'd almost rather our Congress not pass any laws as to pass a bunch of bad laws. And so I've always felt like gridlock wasn't a bad thing, but obviously there are things that need to be get done in Washington. Where do you think we're stuck? Why do you think we're stuck?
Well, the problem is that gridlock for a long time had its benefits. You know, imagine you got a bunch of teenage kids and they're in your basement and they can't figure out where they want to go out. You know, you're like, you just sit there and disagree with one another because I want you in the basement, right?
This
is fine.
That's right.
The problem with the current situation is we're on autopilot and we're headed into a cliff or over a cliff. That if you look at entitlement spending, the fiscal situation, I would argue climate change, the doing nothing on a series of issues leads to a bad outcome. Mm-hmm. And so gridlock is different than it was before. So we actually need some positive leadership to change trajectory. And that, of course, circles back to what we talked about before the break, which is we don't have it.
Right. Well, we don't have that. We haven't had any real leadership. I'm trying to remember when we had a collection of statesmen. I'm not saying there aren't any there in Washington today, but there are so few that they can't get anything done. The concept of being a statesman is really diminishing, isn't it, in Washington?
Yeah, I mean, the definition of leadership is getting people to do something they don't want to do because it's going to get them to a better place in the end, right? I mean, that's the general during the war saying, you're going to take that island, you're not going to enjoy it,
right.
But if you don't, life as we know it is going to be different. It is your personal trainer saying, we're going to get up at 5:30. You're not going to be happy about this, but you're not going to have a heart attack in 20 years.
What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? We've got some brick walls we're going to hit here in about 3 weeks, don't we? With the budget,
my fear is that we're going to see a replay of what we've seen before, which is not any leadership on the big fiscal issues, right? We shouldn't be dealing with this on an ad hoc basis every time we bump up against the debt limit. We should have been dealing with this back when Simpson-Bowles came up with their deficit reduction recommendations.
What happened to Simpson-Bowles? That was a very logical approach to things. I'm not saying it had all the answers, but at least it was a way forward that kept us from running around doing crisis management every other year.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't think any sane person can look at that and say that it wasn't at least a good start. Any budget discussions should have begun from that point because they did a lot of the unpopular stuff.
But President Obama ordered it, and then he basically orphaned it.
Everybody orphaned it. So Obama at the time kind of left it there to flounder about. Paul Ryan, who was the go-to guy for the Republicans at the time on fiscal issues, voted against it. Then the senior leadership on both sides, Pelosi, spoke against it. That was actually worse than just letting it flounder. I don't recall any other senior Republican leadership embracing it. So
right.
It was just left to flounder like a dying fish on the boat deck. And without people embracing what is essentially a series of unpopular recommendations. If it weren't unpopular, we would have done it all already. I mean, you got to remember, anything that we're going to do, you're not going to like. Or we would have solved the problem 20 years ago.
But we're so far away from Simpson-Bowles right now. I mean, you couldn't even resurrect it right now. We're so far away from it, aren't we?
No, and I think we talked at the very beginning of the show about fake solutions for real problems. Both sides of the political aisle are peddling fake solutions for real problems. I mean, the Republicans are trying to argue that we can fix. So on the Republican side, the whole notion that we can cut taxes further and fix the fiscal problem.
Right.
It's just not shared by mainstream economists. On the Democratic side, the illusion that entitlements are not in trouble is a dangerous solution because they're on autopilot, and that's just math. That isn't going to work in the long run. And so that alone precludes what needs to be done. And, of course, what Simpson-Bowles did was chip away at the entitlements and raise a little new revenue.
And then on top of that, we have Obamacare, which is going to be the biggest entitlement nightmare in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, twice we've taken big entitlements and made them bigger. We did it under the Republicans with Medicare Part D, and we did it with the Democrats on the Affordable Care
Act. Just the math won't work, folks, and that's the reason why we need leadership. And that's the reason why I think Charles is on to something with his new book, The Centrist Manifesto. Find it wherever books are sold. Charles, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, it's always fun to be with you. Thanks a lot.
Charles Whelan, ladies and gentlemen, the Centrist Manifesto. That's the one you want. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.